There's an Illinois appellate court case from about 20 years ago that decides a death penalty issue, something about lethal injection. It's not a ruling about the constitutionality of the death penalty. It doesn't focus a bit on any argument regarding cruel and unusual punishment. Instead, the case is about the public's right to know about the process of lethal injection, the process of the execution of a person found not fit to live among us. Yes, the court ruled, a man who wanted to learn about the drugs involved in an execution in Illinois, the dosage and the rate of administration, could learn at least some of that. It's not clear from the opinion exactly what the state wanted held back, but the court found that the man's questions had to be answered at least in part, and that bureaucratic arguments that the information wasn't yet ready to go public weren't valid. The United States Supreme Court focused on that same sort of information, the process, when it decided the lethal injection case last week, finding that lethal injection is not cruel and unusual punishment. The justices in dissent joined the majority in writing some pretty horrifying stuff, really, like the fact that in some states, someone in the death chamber touches the eyelashes of the condemned when they believe he's sedated, because should his eyelids flutter, he needs more of the sedative or else he'll feel excruciating pain from the chemicals that come next in the process of killing. It's not clear whether that sort of information, the eyelashes test, found its way into the hands of the Illinois man who wanted certain lethal injection information from the state 20 years ago, likely so he could make the same sorts of arguments about cruel and unusual punishment that the Supreme Court found lacking last week. But there's enough detail within the single statute regarding lethal injection in Illinois to answer at least some of those questions. The law is titled somewhat innocuously, Execution of Sentence, and as of last week, when the Supreme Court upheld Kentucky's lethal injection statute, it probably passes constitutional muster. That's because the Supreme Court had to get into the nitty-gritty of lethal injection in deciding it's constitutional for states to take lives that way. In Illinois, for example, the executioner, that's the precise term in the statute, uses an intravenous administration of a lethal quantity of an ultra-short-acting barbiturate in combination with a chemical paralytic agent and potassium chloride or other equally effective substances sufficient to cause death. In Kentucky, the statute is less specific, but the court noted and upheld the state's specific mix, similar to that used in Illinois, in its opinion. The first drug, the court explained, is a fast-acting barbiturate sedative that induces a deep coma-like unconsciousness, while the second drug inhibits all muscular skeletal movements and paralyzes the diaphragm. The third induces cardiac arrest. Why is this review so important now, after the Supreme Court upheld its constitutionality? Here's what the Illinois Appellate Court wrote in the Freedom of Information Act case from 20 years ago. Information about lethal injection is precisely the type of information that enables people to fulfill their duties of discussing public issues, make informed political judgments, and monitor the government to ensure that it is being conducted in the public interest. And that's true even in a state that's currently under a death penalty moratorium.